Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. In the name of Jesus, amen. In our gospel lesson for today, we hear Jesus praying and talking about God, his Father. And he talks about God, his Father, and he calls us his little children. And how amazing that is to know that you and I, by virtue of baptism, have been adopted by our Heavenly Father. We have been made his children. He is our Father. He is benevolent. He is loving. He has provided for all that we need. Even in our readings today, we see that he has provided all that we need to rescue us from this body of sin and death and to give us eternal life and joy and peace and blessing in this world and for the eternal life to come. This is our wonderful Father. As I continue working in my degree in counseling, my second master's in counseling, and over the 18 plus years I've been working with people in this field of ministry, and from my own life and experiences, there are a lot of people today that have trouble connecting with God or understanding this aspect of God being our Father. The reality is, it's the work of Satan. You see, I am convinced that when God says something, Satan's going to attack it with everything he has. For example, let me give you an example of this. In Ephesians, we talk about marriage being the direct reflection of the marriage of Jesus Christ and the church. Jesus is the groom, the church is his bride, and we see the beauty of that marriage reflects that on earth. So what does Satan do? He attacks marriage at its core. He pulls marriages apart. He attacks it. He attacks the sanctity of marriage. He destroys marriage so that we don't fully grasp the beauty of what it means that we are the bride of Christ. He does the same thing when it comes to God saying, I'm your Father. Satan attacks. He does his best to go in to destroy what that perfect Father looks like. I mean, look out at our world today. How many children suffer some form of abuse or emotional or mental neglect from their fathers? You see it all the time. Fathers who are absent, that don't connect with their children. Fathers who are disciplinarians but never show their emotions. Fathers who are absent. Fathers because of divorces who are gone. And furthermore, one of the things that I think is really hurting our society today is fathers not living up to their role as the spiritual head of the household. Look at our churches today. Fathers are absent. Moms are bringing their kids to church if they do so, because most of the time if the father doesn't go to church, the family doesn't either. And we slough it off and we use excuses and we say that's okay, but the reality is this is the work of Satan destroying the identity of God our Father that we see by attacking our earthly fathers. Fathers are under attack today. There is no doubt about that. And it's weird because all we do as a society is attack and say how bad fathers are instead of looking at them with love and compassion and trying to help them. Fathers have a tough job. Mothers have a tough job. Everyone has a tough job to reflect Jesus, and Satan is alive and well. And he will do whatever he can to destroy the image of God in our eyes, including attacking marriage, attacking fathers, even attacking mothers, as God is both male and feminine in his makeup and his characteristics, you know? And so he does that too. And what happens is that we know from development, from faith development, that a child gets its knowledge and understanding of God the Father by looking at his earthly father. And we wonder why, in so many cases, people grow up and they have this disconnect with God. They don't understand him. They can't connect to him. They don't know how to be fed by God or nurtured by him, because maybe they see him as an over-disciplinarian or disconnected or far off and distant. But that's not what a father does. No. The father is someone who, yes, disciplines his children out of love, but also is emotionally and mentally available for them by connecting with them, walking with them, loving them, providing for all their needs, and taking care of them. And this is the reality of what a father does. And I really think that what Jesus says in our text today is he says, I and the Father are one, and he draws that connection in. And then he says this in the gospel, cast your burdens on me, and I will give you peace. It shows the fatherly love of our Heavenly Father. He has done everything for our salvation. He has. He has died on the cross, and he's risen from the dead to assure you that your sins are forgiven. He has died on the cross and risen from the dead to assure you that you will live forever with him in heaven. Now, he could have just backed off and let us go on our own. I mean, everything is complete, but that's not the kind of father he is. He still daily interacts in our lives. He interacts in our lives even when we're sinful. He interacts in our lives when we turn our backs on him. He interacts in our lives when we worship other gods like money or our freedom, or lacking to love people or holding grudges. Those are all worshiping false gods in our lives. And even then, God the Father swoops into our life with his unconditional love to love us right where we are, to uphold us and take care of us, to be with us every day, even so much so saying, I know this world is hard for you, so cast all your burdens, cares, anxieties, worries, fears, and doubts on me, and I will give you peace. We have a God who promises in our Father to interact in our lives daily. He does not want us to suffer. Do you understand that? He does not want us to suffer. So much so that he took us out of hell into the grasp of heaven. He does not want us to suffer. Yes, we're going to have hard times. Those are from Satan. But even in the midst of those hard times, God the Father comes to you with an outstretched hand because of Jesus. And he says, come on, cast your burdens on me. Cast it on me. Let me take it from you. Put it on my life. Overwhelm me with it, because I desperately want to lift that burden from you so that you can have the peace that passes understanding. Even in the midst of a world that is chaotic and full of hell, I want you to have the peace that passes understanding. It's not some obscure thing to find this peace of God. It is already here. It is already there with you in your heart, in your home, in your life. It is here with me. It is all around us. And what God the Father says through Jesus is, step into it today, because you are my child and I care for you. Everything will work out to your good. I will take care of you. Not one sparrow falls to the ground without me knowing. In the same way, and even greater, I will provide for all your needs. I will protect you. God is our refuge and our strength. I will protect you. I will protect you at all costs, even so much so that I will redeem you out of this world into heaven to be with me forever. That's the kind of father we have. There's nothing too small or trivial or too big that you can't cast on God. Period. These days are burdensome. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. Sometimes I feel a little hopeless with what's going on in the world, with everything going on in the world. And I sit back in that exhaustion and being tired and not feeling good and all this crap and chaos. And I start to wonder what's going to happen. I just want a little rest. I just want a little peace. I want to know what it means that God is my refuge and strength. And then, like rain falling on a parched ground from the gift of a God who loves me so much, it pours into my life. His grace, his goodness, his love, his mercy. And through the power of his word, in devotion and in prayer, in worship and in sacrament, the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ stand before me with arms wide open. And they say, Travis, I got it. I got your burdens. I got your back. Take a rest. I am with you. And though the world may look like chaos, you already know the end of the story. It's perfection. And you know what? He says the same to you too. Because he's your father too. And he is with you. Cast your burdens on him. He has overcome the world in Jesus Christ. And he's here with his love, his forgiveness, and his peace for you and for me. In his name, amen.